Now let's go ahead and describe our edit to the image. We're gonna just say change the color of the shirt in the attached image to orange. And here we have our orange shirt. Now change the color of the man's hair to blue. And there we have it. And sure enough, we have our orange t-shirt with blue hair. I don't think I'm gonna be rocking the blue hair anytime soon. Okay, let's continue to work with the editor here. Let's change, now change the necklace on the person to, I don't know, to what? What should we do? What are those, the flowers called in Hawaii? A lei? A Hawaiian. So let's see what happens here as it generates. And sure enough, we got our Hawaiian lei right around our neck in our image here. So, okay, you guys get the point.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about a brand new state-of-the-art AI image generation and AI image editing model from Gemini or Google, and it's technically called Gemini 2.5 Flash Image, but the code name for it, and you have likely heard about it if you're on the AI web or in the AI social circles, is Nano Banana. And just like any other image generation or image editing AI tool, it is going to allow for the natural language editing simply by describing the changes in plain natural language that you want to make to your images. And we've experienced these AI image editing capabilities before, first with Gemini's 2.5 Flash experiment, which has, I believe, now been formalized in Nano Banana, as well as with ChatGPT's image generation and image editing capabilities as well. But this new model is being touted as the leader by users for a variety of reasons, including the unrivaled consistency that it is displaying compared to other models. So basically the extent to which it is able to maintain the existing artifacts in the images after making these edits, but also the speed is very notable here, with its very fast capabilities in virtually real time editing. And we will definitely check out the Nano Banana model here at the end of the episode, so definitely stick around for that. And the model is going to remember edits also as they are being made, so this is going to allow you to iterate through different variations of your image. Now, a few more of the technical details here. It's also going to allow for image blending, allowing users to combine, remix, or blend different images into one cohesive style. And speaking of style, you can also transfer different image styles or textures or patterns between different images or objects within your assets, within your images. It is also being recognized for its ability to generate text or for text rendering. And this is something that most AI image models now have largely gotten under control, but there are still some older, earlier versions that are having the occasional hallucination or misspelling or creation of gibberish words. But again, really what's being focused on here is the state-of-the-art performance, speed, quality, and accuracy according to early user ratings. One other thing to note is that these generations are going to be implementing that SynthID watermark that Google has built out for identifying AI-generated assets. We have a way old episode about SynthID. You can check that out if you are curious. And there are some other limitations to also be aware of currently. One is that it only works with English prompts at this time. And there can also be some compatibility issues if you have older or slower devices, apparently. Now, let's talk a little bit about the availability and the pricing of Nano Banana. It is directly available in the Google Gemini app, as well as the Google AI Studio if you are a developer who has been accessing or building within the AI Studio, and it is available for free. It is freely available. If you're a developer who's taking advantage of the API, you are looking at a price of about $30 per 1 million output tokens, which breaks down to about each image requiring about 1,290 tokens. Now, how do you use Nano Banana? And we're going to go through that in just a moment as well, but you can simply open up the Gemini app and you have the ability to create and edit images. And you'll see a little banana icon next to that. So actually, let's go ahead and share our screen right now. Okay, and we are looking at Gemini now, and if you have been in here before, this looks familiar to you. But here you can see under the tools option, there's the ability to create an image. And you'll also see this little banana icon here. But before we dive in and do our demo on Nano Banana, let's just quickly talk about some of the marketing use cases that we see or that are available here. And we've mentioned some of these before when we've talked about AI image generation and in specifics, AI image editing. A big one, I think, is advertising and ad variations, personalization. With these tools, if you have a product or service that you have creative assets for and you want to make hundreds, if not thousands, of variations, in the past, that is going to eat up a ton of money and a ton of time with designers and editors who are trained in Photoshop or trained in some other graphic editing platform that's going to allow you to manually create those variations. But now, with these AI image editing capabilities, it's as simple as asking for slight variations in natural language that you want. And maybe you would like the product to be a different color or the background to be slightly different, all based on who you're marketing to or who you are segmenting with personalization. And I think one thing that is definitely going to be coming down the pipe when it comes to these editors, and I think is already being implemented to some degree in some image generation platforms, is the ability to do bulk variations. A bulk format where you can just say, give me 100 different colors of this t-shirt or something like that. Now, as far as I'm aware, that's not currently possible, but please let me know if I'm mistaken. And there is, in fact, a capability of doing that. I believe, for instance, when we were just talking about the ideogram character feature in our last episode, you were actually able to get some variations of that character from your prompt. So I would not be surprised if something similar makes its way into these AI image editing capabilities. So you have your advertising and A/B image testing. Of course, you can be using this for social media content or design and mockups as well. Maybe if you're in the fashion space, for instance, you can do virtual try-ons, or you can incorporate this via an API into a tool, a lead gen tool that allows your customers to do virtual try-ons. Definitely share your most valuable marketing use cases for these real-time natural language image editors in the comments. I would be very interested to hear some more. And I think when it's implemented in the right way, I really think the personalization of ads, maybe just the personalization in general, is going to be the most valuable use case when it comes to these natural language AI image editors. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and dive in and start editing some images with natural language using Gemini's Nano Banana. The first thing I want to do is take our headshot from today's episode and do some really basic, easy natural language edits. After that, I think we'll try and take an image, maybe a generated image of a product or something like that for an ad and switch out some of the elements. So let's go ahead and dive in.
Okay, so again, here we are in the Google Gemini platform interface. Pretty typical if you've seen it before, but right here now under tools, again, we have this create images option, and we see this little banana icon denoting that this is the Nano Banana image editor. So let's go ahead and add that. I'm actually going to add an image, but you can create your image and describe it as well using the image generator, and we'll do that in a second for like a product image for our ad variation demo or example. But let's go ahead and add a file now. I'm just going to upload the headshot from today's episode. Okay, so there we have our headshot. Now let's go ahead and describe our edit to the image. We're going to just say change the color of the shirt in the attached image to orange. Let's see how that goes. And we're going to, again, let this go in real time for you guys so you can see just how fast or how long it takes for these generations to happen. So it is now generating our image, as you can see, and we are done. And that was pretty darn fast. And here we have our orange shirt. Pretty impressed with this one again, guys. Now, this is nothing that hasn't been possible previously, but I think the speed of it was pretty impressive. It's definitely faster than the ChatGPT image editing, at least since I've tried it last. And it really did maintain the you know, everything else in the image quite well as far as artifacts goes, and it switched out the color of the shirt very nicely. Now, I want to try and iterate on that. So keep the orange shirt, and let's change now. Change the color of the man's hair to blue. So let's see if it maintains our orange t-shirt and adds the blue hair. So again, we're going to let this one go live for you guys, generating image pretty fast as it continues to be. And there we have it. And sure enough, we have our orange t-shirt with blue hair. I don't think I'm going to be rocking the blue hair anytime soon. Not really digging the look or the vibe of that one. Let me know what you guys think of blue-haired Alex and see if we should, you know what, I'm almost tempted to do a challenge now and say that if this video gets like 10 comments or something like that, I'm going to dye my hair blue. But knowing my luck, it would in fact get 10 comments. And seeing as the daughter's birthday is coming up pretty soon, I don't think it would be very popular with the wife or the family if dad showed up with blue hair. Although it is a bluey themed birthday party, shout out to all the bluey fans out there. But hey, maybe the blue hair would be appropriate in that case. Okay, let's continue to work with the editor here. Again, I'm very impressed with the iterative nature. Let's do one more quick change here. Let's change now. Change the necklace on the person to, I don't know, to what? What should we do? What are those the flowers called in Hawaii? A lei? A Hawaiian. First of all, how do you spell Hawaiian, everybody? Hawaiian. How do you spell that? It's a tricky one. First of all, how do you spell Hawaii? Hawaii? Oh, we gotta look it up, people. How do you spell Hawaii? Hawaii, so Hawaiian. Hawaiian. Okay, so let's go back here. Da, 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 to a Hawaiian. Hawaiian. No, it says that's not right. But we're gonna go with it anyway. Lei. And how do you spell lei? Lai? Let's see if it understands. Lei. Let's see if it understands what we're asking for here. Go ahead and submit this. I, for one, am gonna be. I'm gonna bet that it does understand and it's smart enough to figure out that we wanted a nice Hawaiian lei around our necks in our image. So let's see what happens here as it generates. And sure enough, we got our Hawaiian lei right around our neck in our image here. So, okay, you guys get the point. Natural language, image editing, and it's super high fidelity, super accurate, and you can do it iteratively and contain or maintain the edits to your image that you've made in the past. Okay, so now let's try a little bit more of a marketing based use case or advertising, I should say. Let's go ahead and generate an image with Gemini's Goop Nano Banana. So we'll also test out its image generation capabilities. And let's generate an image of a product. What product should we do? Let's just do maybe a backpack or something like that. Let's do, okay, so we're going to create a new chat here. We're going to go back to create images and we are going to say create a futuristic backpack that is unlike any backpack we've ever seen before. So I try to give it a little bit of a challenge there and give it something to create with or be creative with. So create a futuristic backpack that's unlike any backpack we have seen before. Let's go ahead and see what it generates for us. Let's see what the future of backpacks look like according to Gemini. Okay, and there's our futuristic backpack. And I must say, it's unlike any backpack I have ever seen before. And maybe this is the backpack of the future. And I'm very curious what these arms sticking off of it are for or what they happen to be. Anyway, beyond that, let's say we wanted to now create a bunch of different variations of this backpack for our ads. And I think the most obvious one again is the color. But I'm also going to try changing out the background here as well. So let's start with just the color of the image. Let's say now show us the backpack in purple. So let's see what it does there. And then we'll try switching out the background. And again, I think when it reaches the point where you can do this quickly and say, give me 100 different colors of this backpack, I think we've really hit a point of some very valuable use cases as far as A/B testing, as far as advertising variations. And here we go. Here we have our purple backpack. So it's really that easy to create an entirely different version of this backpack. If you have worked in Photoshop or some other platform, you know exactly how long something like that would have taken compared to the 30 seconds that it took for us. Okay, so now let's try to swap out the background. And then we're also going to push and add some text as well to our image so we can test out the text rendering capabilities of Nano Banana. Now change the background to, I don't know, maybe a futuristic classroom. Let's see what it does here. What I'm really looking for is for it to maintain the purple backpack just as is and change that urban city background to a futuristic classroom. And here we have it. So just like that, that's the exact same backpack for sure. And here we have our futuristic classroom. It even implemented some purple. So this is teen purple at this school, obviously. Now let's add a little bit of text. Show us a close-up of the, let's do the back of the backpack with the brand name. What should our brand name be for our futuristic backpack? Let's do Zero Pack displayed. And I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? What's that word? Like not sewn in, not sewn, but you know, you have the, what's that word, guys? Man, my brain is failing me today. Embroidery, that's the word I'm looking for. With the brand name Zero Pack embroidered on the backpack. So a couple different challenges here for it. I want to look at our backpack from a different angle. I want to see if it maintains kind of the same shape and everything like that, but shows us the back of the backpack, or maybe it's the front. Don't get me started on that. We'll see what happens here. And I want to see Zero Pack without any spelling mistakes or anything like that. And I would like to see it embroidered into the fabric of the backpack as well. Anyway, let's see what happens here with this generation. And it's given us our response. Here's a close-up of the back of the backpack, and sure enough, there we have it. The back of the backpack, we have this nice Zero Pack embroidery. We're seeing the I don't know, the ears of the backpack sticking off still. So I, for one, am impressed with this. It has passed my test, and here we have that very embroidered-looking style of Zero Pack on the backpack as well. Now, let's do a little bit more. Now change the color of the words. So let's just save words, and it should be able to target Zero Pack. Let's see if we don't have to, you know, spell out Zero Pack for it. Change the color of the words to matte black. Let's see how that goes. And there we have it, the black embroidered Zero Pack. This is our purple edition. You guys, I want the Zero Pack for one. I'm ready for it. And I think the big pitch for the Zero Pack is that it's zero gravity, a zero gravity backpack. So anything you put in it weighs zero. And it's got a gravitational field of its own or something like that. That's my Zero Pack, the future of backpacks. But I wanted to show you just quickly how you could use this in a product marketing scenario or a product advertising scenario. And you can see how very quickly and easily you can generate a lot of different variations or just prototype something as well. Just tons of options. And this AI image editing with natural language, again, is just, it's hard to really express how democratizing it is for graphic design. And again, if you've spent your life building up a Photoshop moat around your talent and your capabilities, I'm sorry, but I think that moat is drastically shrinking, and I empathize with you, but I have to say I'm happy being the non-Photoshop user that I now have these capabilities right within Gemini. Right at the tips of my fingers. So again, let me know what you guys are using Nano Banana for, what you're using these AI image natural language editing tools for. Very curious to hear some of your ideas and some of your use cases. But that is going to do it for today's episode. So if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified when we drop our next episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.